As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What is up, Katie? God, we love them over there, man. I believe we got some event coming up here in June. Big celebration. Obviously, go see them before then. You need to take that grow to the next level. They have everything that you need and then some at Smith Indoor Garden. Yeah.
If you love them so much, why don't you marry them?
I would, all right? I would definitely marry Smith
Indoor. What's that from?
I don't know. You're an idiot. Anyways. do you have any kind of like ring cam or any kind of recording stuff at your house?
Yeah, but not the ring.
Okay, but you got one. Anyways, I bring this up because you've probably seen a huge uptick in videos now from people's ring cams and,
you know. Porch cam, man. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that happens out there that I'm missing, dude, apparently.
Yeah, it's out there. And you may even be lucky enough to catch something like this. Crazy ring cam footage shows a bouncy house flying into the air thanks to a strong gust of wind. Before you start mom shaming, know that the bouncy house was secured down via safety straps. Mom Jennifer Bean ran outside to help and make sure her kids were okay, including a 5-year-old. Luckily, no one inside the rogue bouncy house was injured. She said that she shared the video to warn other parents that this can happen even if you're being safe. So there were children inside this bouncy house. What does that sound like? A Goosebumps book, like Goosebumps in the bouncy house of terror.
Dude, here's the thing. Once those inflatables get momentum.
Oh yeah,
I'm telling you, it you're not stopping it.
No.
There's an Amazon review of a giant inflatable beach ball, and it's a famous review. And basically, somebody took this thing to the beach and blew it up, and it was a windy day. And that they say that thing is still rolling, dude.
Killed 36 people as it rolled, hurled
down
the beach.
It just took out families, dude, reunions.
Nana got her hip broke because it knocked her 30 feet over the beach.
That's just a beach ball. Now imagine a bouncy house.
Now,
dude, heavy.
I'm going to be that guy where I'm like, all right, come on. You're in a bounce house. How bad could the landing be? Am I right? You know what I mean?
Like, we're surrounded by padding.
If you were to get launched into the air via big old gust of wind, out of all the things, I feel like a bouncy house would be one of the safer options, right?
Probably one of the best things. You just don't want to be by the door.
Yeah, you don't want to be by the mesh screen. You don't want to be by there.
Exactly.
You grab onto one of those pillars or you hold tight to that bottom.
If you're going to get ragdolled 50 feet up in the air into something, it probably a bounce house would be the best option.
Here's how I'm sure this played out, too. Out of all the children on there who are probably screaming like, there was probably that one kid, that one psycho kid, you know, who's who probably has the rat tail or mullet hairstyle, you know, smells like cigarettes because their mom smokes Newports in the car. That kid was probably having the time of his life. All right.
Oh, yeah. It's either that or he's the one who cut the anchor. You know, that would have been us.
His name is Jesse. All right. He's a problem at school. Okay. He's the one. He's like, oh, this is going to be, it's kind of a windy day today.
Took 10 kids up in a bouncy house, us down there with scissors.
Took out his little Swiss Army knife that he always carries around, you know?
Right.
But luckily, everyone's okay. And just know at your next birthday party or quinceañera or family get together and you have a bounce house, let me put an extra strap on that bad boy, all right?
How'd they stop it? Was there an end to the story?
It hit a tree and popped. I think that's what happened.
It's terrifying, man.
All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.